cars spend a lot of time doing nothing in parking lots, driveways. Meanwhile, there are people without cars who need them. You can see where this is going. Car sharing. Three San Francisco startups are matching people who own cars with people who want to rent them. GM aligned with one of those startups, a company called Relay Rides. Daimler AG runs Car2Go. Jessica Scorpio is co-founder of another San Francisco peer-to-peer car sharing startup, Get Around. And Jessica, you're in talks with some big car companies as well?
Yes, we are. A lot of car companies are pretty interested in this new trend of peer-to-peer car sharing.
Well, we understand that this could all happen because California has a new law that makes it possible for individuals who are renting cars to each other to have the insurance covered by the car company, by you. Do I understand that?
That's correct. Oregon has also passed a similar law, and some other states are on their way to do so as well.
Okay, so that took care of the first concern, you know, who's responsible for the car? It's you, the car company. The second question, you know, theft. What happens if I rent my car to someone and they steal it? So tell us how it works. How do you put the renter together with the car owner?
Get Around is a marketplace for car sharing. So essentially what we do is we allow car owners to list their cars on our site, and they decide who they want to share with, whether that's a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, or just another member who lives near them. There's also the option where you can meet the renter and give them your key.
Well, let's ask about that for a second, because we understand Get Around is the only one of these peer-to-peer companies that offers the option of the renter and the car owner meeting to swap the keys. So in other cases, there's sort of keyless entry, there's, you know, electronic fobs and smart cards and things like that?
Yeah, so you have two options as an owner on Get Around. Essentially, you can either meet the renter and give them your key, and we like that a lot because people get to meet each other and they have more of a relationship because a lot of our people end up being repeat renters of one particular owner or car. Mm-hmm. We also offer technology, so once people are sharing a lot, and if that makes sense for them, they can basically just accept rentals via email or the smartphone app, and then the renter can pick up the car using their smartphone, and the keys are in the car.
Is that quite something? But how does it work on the other end? How does the car owner make money?
Well, basically how it works on GetAround is the owner set the pricing. So as an owner, you can decide if you want to charge $3, $4, $5, $6, you name it, an hour. We have cars as little as $3 an hour, and then we have cars as high as $75 an hour. So if you want to get a Tesla Roadster or another high-end sports car, those are probably at the upper end. And then how it works on the owner side is we collect payment and take a 40% commission, which allows us to provide insurance and all the services we provide to both of the members, and we pay the owner on a monthly basis.
You know, sometimes people trash rental cars because they just figure there's a whole staff at the agency that's going to clean it. I mean, have you had problems with people not respecting the cars, or how's it going?
It's going really well, actually. An important distinction to realize is that in car sharing, people are generally a lot more respectful than they are with rental cars. And we see that even more so because these are personal vehicles. So through Get Around, you know the person's car that you're using, and you know the owner.
How do you feel about the car companies getting into the act? Do you think they'll take it over, or is that something, you know, are you looking to be bought out?
No, definitely not. We're looking to expand this as an option across the country for car owners. Our owners sharing their cars are making on average $300 or $400 a month and thousands of dollars a year.
Wow.
So it's a great opportunity to offset the cost of ownership. We see it as a great thing that more car companies are getting interested in car sharing because hopefully in the future some cars will be car share ready.
You say in the future cars will be car share ready. They'll already have the electronics, the smart cards, whatever it takes to pass them around between people. Jessica Scorpio, co-founder, director of business development at Get Around, one of the car sharing companies in San Francisco. The only downside I can think of is you'd really have to clean your car before you could rent it.
Well, definitely if you have a really clean car, people will put that in their reviews. Some people might not mind if it's a little dirty, and some other things like being a pet-friendly car is actually a big selling feature to certain renters.
There you go. Jessica, thanks.
Thank you so much.